Since the Arab Spring in 2011, Libya never settled down. To this day, fighting continues there. This week, the UN warned of a humanitarian crisis in Libya. On top of that, there's the coronavirus. The world's Halima Gikandi has our story.
The latest round of fighting in the capital, Tripoli, began about a year ago. On one side is General Khalifa Haftar and his Libyan National Army. On the other is the United Nations-backed Government of National Accord. After years of civil war, the violence is now on people's doorsteps. Kasper Ingvorn is a top UN official for Libya.
Continuing to see attacks on medical facilities, And we still experience civilian casualties as a result.
Numerous ceasefires have failed to take hold. The UN hoped that the coronavirus would change that. Last month, the UN Secretary General called for a global ceasefire.
That unfortunately has not happened. The fighting has continued. It has even escalated in some areas.
I spoke with Maysam Mabrouk. She's the co-founder of a charity organization called Tripoli Good. She's currently studying in England, but has been getting calls every day from her family and friends in her hometown of Tripoli.
I remember my mom telling me about a relative of ours who was hit while they were doing barbecue at night. A rocket came close to them and two of them died, and the other three are currently in the hospital.
Maysam left Tripoli back in September. Then the fighting was bad. Now, her family says it's the worst it's ever been.
They have these bombing going every day, and they don't feel safe at home, but they don't have the option to leave because there's nowhere else to go.
The coronavirus has made things worse. In March, Libya recorded its first case. Authorities announced a nationwide lockdown and closed the borders. Mohamed Abraoui is a Libyan doctor on a fellowship at Harvard. He says the country's healthcare system was already struggling before the civil war and before coronavirus.
Now in Libya, when you go to many of the public facilities, you actually have to bring the gloves, the antiseptics, like you have to bring everything because the hospitals don't have anything.
Abraoui says those who can afford to typically go abroad for medical treatment. That's one of the reasons he founded a telemedicine company that connects Libyans with doctors at home and abroad. It's called Spitar, which translates into place of care. Now Abraoui is working with the Libyan government on a mobile app for coronavirus.
There's no much transparency. So what we're doing here, we're giving this kind of trusted tool for the government to communicate the resources that they have available to the public.
Here's how it works. Libyans download the app and fill out a questionnaire about their symptoms and health history. Then users are divided into those who are unlikely or likely to be infected. High-risk candidates are then sent for testing.
And then these patients will be directed to the testing centers which are closest to them. And we also inform testing center there is a patient that's coming. This is the file number. Make sure that you're ready for them.
Abraoui says a trial version of the app went live in Tripoli last week. He hopes it will eventually connect the whole country. Still, that's a big task for a country divided and at war. Besides the UN-backed government and the forces of General Haftar, there are rebel factions and foreign mercenaries fighting too. Dr. Inas Alangab works for the National Center for Disease Control in Tripoli. She says health officials are focused on one thing.
Keep the number as low as possible to flatten the curve so we don't get a high number of patients suddenly, because we don't have the facilities to cover all these patients.
Angab is helping to put the new mobile phone app into the hands of local health workers. She says it could be a lifesaver for Libyans living under quarantine.
Sometimes when there's a conflict or something, the streets get blocked, and you might need to go to that hospital or go to meet that doctor. But because the streets are blocked, you can't leave your house.
She hopes the new coronavirus app will help keep people at home and limit the number of people going to hospitals because they could be a source of infection. But the continued fighting in Tripoli means that for many, home is not a safe place to stay. And there's no mobile app to fix that. For The World, I'm Halima Gikandi.